This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The week of February 3rd, MMWR published reports on emergency department visits associated with the 2025 LA wildfires and PFAS exposure among firefighters and others who responded to the 2023 Maui wildfires. Let's take a look at these headlines. First, the average percentage of emergency department visits potentially associated with fire and smoke inhalation increased eightfold to 0.5% during the first 6 days of the 2025 Los Angeles County wildfires. Next, firefighters had higher concentrations of PFAS, a group of chemicals linked to cancer and other health effects, in their blood 1 month after responding to the 2023 Maui wildfires than other responder groups. Welcome, I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for reports released the week of February 3rd, 2025. The wildfires that erupted on January 7th, 2025 in the Pacific Palisades and Eaton Canyon areas of Los Angeles County burned about 40,000 acres, destroyed about 16,000 structures, and killed at least 29 people. The LA County Department of Public Health serves 10 million residents. Its syndromic surveillance project receives and analyzes data from 90% of emergency departments, also called EDs, in the county, representing 94% of all ED encounters. In our first report, investigators analyzed these data to understand trends in overall ED use and ED use for conditions possibly related to wildfires. Overall ED visits in LA County decreased 9% in the first 6 days of the wildfires. But the average percentage of ED visits that were associated with wildfires increased eightfold to 0.5%. Small increases in the average percentage of ED visits potentially associated with burn and eye-related injuries were also noted in the first 6 days of the wildfires. No differences were noted in the average percentage of ED visits for cardiovascular or respiratory illnesses, including asthma. The decrease could be due to evacuations leading to displacements, alterations in activity patterns such as school and business closures, as well as increased avoidance of or challenges accessing healthcare. Public health departments can use near real-time data from emergency departments to help estimate the effects of wildfires on healthcare use and identify opportunities for intervention. In anticipating wildfires and preparing for responses, jurisdictions can develop communications about wildfire smoke, including risk for exposure and steps to take to reduce risk. The United States is experiencing higher fire activity than in past years, with an increase in destructive fires that potentially expose first responders and communities to hazardous chemicals in the air and debris. Per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, also known as PFAS, may be present in fire smoke, dust, and debris. PFAS exposure is associated with an increased risk of certain cancers and other adverse health outcomes. Higher fire activity in the U.S. can increase the risk of occupational PFAS exposure among firefighters. In our second report, officials from Maui County, Hawaii, requested technical assistance from CDC in August 2023 to evaluate first responders' exposures to these chemicals. Firefighters had higher levels of these chemicals in their blood compared to other responder types. Firefighters who responded to the 2023 Maui wildfires, who had been working for 30 years or longer, had higher concentrations of PFAS in their blood than firefighters with shorter job tenures. Sources other than wildfire could have contributed to their exposure. Organizations can take steps to minimize firefighters' exposure to PFAS. Possible steps include using firefighting foams that do not contain PFAS, when possible, ensuring the proper use, maintenance, and decontamination of firefighting gear, and proper use of personal protective equipment. Rostering responders, tracking response activities, and monitoring exposures could also be performed. That's all for this week's briefing. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.